And so what we've kind of been discussing instead is how grace is not so much of a concept or a thing or even a part of the nature of God, but grace is a person. And what Paul was trying to communicate when he used the word grace was how God relates to us. It is by charis. It is by charis that we come to know him. Charis is the Greek word for grace. It is by charis that we come into relationship. And charis is most often always paired with one other word. And does anyone know what that word is? Grace is always paired with one other word. Peace and power. Peace and power. And so it is this person of grace, which I think he was really describing, the Holy Spirit. It is this person who makes us able to be in relationship with God. It is this person who makes us able to see ourselves as we truly are. It is this person who awakens us through Christ to our true identity and makes us enabled in all things. And so grace isn't a thing or a concept or an idea or a theology. It's actually a real person. And I will tell you that the person of grace has messed with my theology and wrecked it, thankfully, over the last couple of years. And we know that this is somewhat true because if you did a word search, charis, grace, is in the New Testament over 130 times. I think it's 139 times. And you'll find, if you go back and insert, it is by the person of the Holy Spirit, grace. If you put that in, each of those verses, it will shift everything in your perspective, and I just love that part of it. And we'll actually explore a little bit more of that, but not today. But you're welcome to do that at home and go, hey, you know what, Lord, let's have a showdown and see if this is what this is all about. Because when Paul was using the word charis, he was using the real meaning of charis, which was it's a loan, it's a promissory note. Charis wasn't something, you may not have deserved it, but what it was not something he was giving you without an expectation of return. If someone gave you a charis, they were giving you a promissory note, and they had an expectation of a return. So, grace is a promissory note. And the work of grace, the work of the Holy Spirit, is to awaken us to our true selves, and there is an expected return. There is an expected, God expects a return on his investment of grace in us. He expects us to awaken to our true selves. He expects us to see ourselves as we truly are. He expects us to live from that identity, not towards it. And not striving to get to it, but awakening to it more and more every day by way of this partnership and relationship. Right? I know I was going to bring a copy, and I forgot to. Darby did an evaluation. Yes, that was you. Yeah, you mentioned your name. Darby did an evaluation when we did our family focus group this summer, or at the beginning of the summer. And on her evaluation, one of the questions was, you know, what did you like about this? And she said, I liked all the stories. I was like, yay. I wasn't even really thinking about my daughter filling out an evaluation, to be honest with you. But when I got it in my hands, I was like, oh, cool. Like one of the side benefits, right? What did she really think of this? And then it said, what do you hope to gain or what do you want from this message? And she wrote one sentence, to be who I am. To be who I am. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's genius. And so we'll put, to be who I am, at the very bottom, babe, if you don't mind. And now, kids, are you ready? You may either run and grab a Bible off of the table over here, or you may use a phone, but we are going to do a challenge amongst the tables, and we are going to do a charis, a grace search. So are you ready? So everybody needs to have some access to something, and you need to have pull some note cards out of the buckets and some pens, because your team will be challenged and possibly thrown off the island. I'm not sure. It could happen. Thrown off the island. So there's a ways that we relate with grace, and And I'm going to give you some passages that as soon as you look them up, almost everybody's going to go, this is really familiar to me. And then you're going to go, but I hadn't really thought about it in the way I relate to the person of grace. So one of the ways that you can help kind of change your mind in the way that you, because all of us have heard grace in certain ways, is just think about grace as a name. Like, does anyone know anyone named Grace? Right? Your daughter's name is Grace? My grandmother's name was Grace. We almost named Darby Grace. You know a Grace? You do? Sweet. Can you come up and join one of the tables? Because, dude, they need you. Seriously. Like, maybe Aunt Sherry's team over here might need some help. Okay. So what I would like for you to do as a team, come up with all of the partnerships that you find in this particular passage with the person of grace. Are you ready? This table over here is going to get Romans 12, 6 through 8. Romans 12, 6 through 8. Hopefully kids will be the ones who are like maybe writing and adults are helping. This table in the middle will get 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. So if you need to like group around a little bit. Yep, 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. And this table right here, the hot women table over here, is going to get Ephesians 4, 11. Ephesians 4, 11. Okay. So we're going to divide this into three.
Hold on.
Yep, your relationship with grace looks like what? Should be just 4:11. Do you need another light dryer? Thanks. Yeah. Right?
No.
You're good? Okay. You guys got it already? Here it is. Awesome. Okay, so this one is Romans 12, 6 through 8.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
So your relationship with the person of grace somehow becomes prophecy. It somehow becomes, what's this one? Teaching. What's this one that starts with an S? Serving. Service. Thank you. Service. Teaching. Exhortation or encouragement. Giving. Leading. And mercy. Right? Yay! You win! Everybody's looking at me like, is that right? Is that? Yes.
Survey says
yes. You guys are a hoot. Okay. On the middle table, are you guys ready? Have you teamed together, pulled together? Okay. Table over here, have you guys pulled together? Do you have your list? Let me just give you a hint, you have five of them. Okay, write them down. Hey, can I just say, whatever y'all have happening here with the young ones, clearly you're running ahead of the game. Give me a high five first. Give me a high five. Right, get all the young.
I've been calling them Team One.
They had first grade reads and they had Ephesians. So if you'll write, and if you'll write the verse up here on the top. So this team over here, which is actually, oh, you're doing team one here? Okay, so you can put Romans 12, 6 through 8 here. Okay, you guys are ready? Team three? Are you ready? Okay.
Your Ephesians what?
Go ahead. Do you want to stand up? Read it? Okay. Is someone on your team going to share it? Okay, so that was Ephesians 4:11, and this is 1 Corinthians 12, 7 to 10. All right. Are we ready? Next team? Yes, so they have wisdom.
Knowledge,
faith, healing,
working miracles,
prophecies, discerning spirits. Did you miss any of those? Did they miss any? Nice. Okay, so Greg, we're going to come back around and grab them again and list them, okay?
Okay.
So, from this team, whoever wants to share, what do we have?
Give them this, because no one can hear, especially
okay.
Me.
Grab the mic. Here we go.
Props.
Service.
Okay.
Teaching. Exhortation.
Okay.
Giving.
Hang on.
Leading. And showing mercy.
What was the last one?
Showing mercy.
Showing mercy, thank you.
Yay! All right, good job. We're gonna go center table now.
Share yours and we'll put them up on the board. Eli, you ready?
Okay. Yeah, good.
Gifts of the Spirit. Word of wisdom.
Okay. So people need to speak up. I can't hear.
Word of wisdom.
Thank you.
Word of knowledge. Faith.
Faith?
Faith, yes.
Thank you.
Gift of healing. Miracles. Prophecy.
Is that it?
Interpretation of tongues. Discernment of spirits.
All right. Is that it? I'm running out of board here. Is that it? Thank you, Eli. Fantastic.
Okay. Last
Darby,
table.
I think, had it.
Apostles.
Apostles.
Mm-hmm. Prophets.
Okay.
Evangelists.
Okay.
Shepherds.
Okay.
Teachers.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yay! Give yourselves a round of applause. Especially kiddos who participated. Hooray!
I think team 2 won. They had the most.
Yeah.
They definitely had the hardest list, didn't they? Okay, we are going to... Are we releasing kids? Or, Lindsay?
What?
We can release kids or keep kids. Which would you prefer?
I'm good.
You're good here?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. She's good here. So, Darby, if you would go grab some coloring sheets that are under the table for anyone who wants to have one, adult or kid, and we're gonna continue on.
We're not biased.
Right? We're not biased. You can color while you're here. That's art with God. It's all good. Yay. Okay. So, as you could have guessed, we're going to talk about some of the gifts of the Spirit. Ta-da! Surprise! Right? And I first came across a different perspective on the gifts through Barbara Keats. I don't know if very many people know Barbara Keats, I just was really blessed by a perspective that she had, because these are the three lists that almost anyone in the church uses as the gifts of the Spirit, right? And so some people will cross-reference and drop some off the list, and some will keep some on the list, but this is essentially the three lists, right? And I love what, so if anybody wants a coloring sheet, kiddos, you may take an index card or a coloring sheet or a marker from here, okay? And if you're all good where you're at, you're good. Hey, Bubby.
You want one? Hey, Brian? No? Okay.
I think he can switch spots. And maybe sit next to Aiden. Yeah. Can you help him with that?
Yep.
Okay. Sweet. What I loved as I was coming into an understanding of how intimate the Holy Spirit wants to be with us, how the Holy Spirit didn't and God didn't go, let me write a manual about how to live your life and have you try to figure it out. How the Holy Spirit and Jesus and the Father said, I'd love to give you gifts so much. I love to open them with you. I'm not the parent who doesn't show up on Christmas morning and doesn't actually open the gifts with you. I'm the parent who's waiting for you to open them up, and I'm the parent who's hanging out with you, and then I'm the parent who likes to play with them more than you even like to play with them, and I'm the one that convinces you how fun they are to play with. That's the kind of parent he is. And so when we're looking at our marriage, or we're looking at our parenting, or we're looking at a friendship, or we're looking at our finances, or we're looking at a workplace situation, the Lord is saying, I have a way that I want to spend time with you in these spaces. And they are delightful, and they are filled with joy, and I have all these gifts I want to open up with you. And these gifts aren't something that's like elusive and difficult. They are just the way we live life together. It's as easy as breathing. And so I have looked at these lists throughout my life as a kind of a list of haves and have-nots, right? I have some of them, I don't have other ones. I'm not sure about some of them seem crazy now, some of them seem super boring, and if I show up number one as hospitality one more time, right? I'm gonna be super frustrated. And I felt like one of the things that Barbara did that was so helpful to me, where she said, I really see these three lists as three different ways that we connect with the Holy Spirit. And so, I don't know if you have ever done this, but I never really looked back to see how God was relating to us in each of these passages, or how it was being positioned by Paul, who was writing it. So if we go to Romans, which is right here, it actually, he's talking about the ways that we fit together within the church. That's the whole foundation of this list. So it's kind of like, you know, has anyone ever taken your text out of context? Anyone ever done that? Like you sent a text and then they like didn't understand what you really meant by it. And so if we just take this passage without taking the context into consideration, we haven't really heard the heart of the revelation that Paul was describing. And so what he was really talking about is he was saying, don't be jealous of each other. He actually says that. Don't be jealous of each other. The eye is not the foot is not the hand. You aren't each other. You all have a very distinct purpose. Don't be sad if you're not one person and someone else is. And he says, according to the grace, meaning the loaning of the Holy Spirit in your life, the loan on which I expect a return. And that return is not our works. That return is not doing something. The return is a life lived with the Holy Spirit. That's the point. The point is not doing something for God. The point is doing something with God. Right? Isn't that the good news? He goes, I just want to do this stuff with you. And so he says, each of us, yes, each of us has been given different functions. So in Christ, in one community, each of us will have a different gift according to the what that's been given us? According to the grace. So according to the partnership with the Holy Spirit. So does that mean that you, like, It's not whether you're born with, it's the partnership with the Holy Spirit that you have been given this particular thing at this particular time. And so he says some of them are prophesying. Some of them it is the gift of faith. For some of them it is serving. For some of it is teaching. For each of these, for who you are. In Romans he's going, this is part of your partnership of who I put myself in you before the foundations of the world. When I dreamt of you, I put a part of myself in you to partner with the Holy Spirit in this identity. And so this part of your identity, you're not ever really going to be able to run away from. You're not ever going to be able to, you're going to just be this, because it's a part of how you function in the world. Whether or not you're awakened to your true identity with God and this partnership, you're probably never going to be able to run away from who you are on this list. So I want you to put Greg here at the bottom in big letters, as big, you know, identity. It's what was put in you. It's not circumstantial. It's kind of a part of who you are, and you can't stop yourself from being that. How many of you didn't even know about prophecy and you've operated in prophecy? Right? And you didn't even know what it was. How many of you operated in leadership like you were bossing everyone around the sandbox and you didn't even know what a leader was? Right? That happens. How many of you were encouraging other people and noticed the pains of others when nobody else did, but you didn't know what the gift of exhortation was? See, these are, you don't have to even learn about them. They're just who you are according to who the Holy Spirit and the Father made you to be. Okay, so then we have... Yeah, please.
So it says, you are intertwined with your gift, wrapped up in the same parcel. Speak with passion, minister mercy cheerfully. I love how you are intertwined with your gift, wrapped up in the same parcel.
Yeah, that's so good. Yay! There's no getting away from it.
I love that.
Right, so we're not trying to find it. And we're not trying to operate well in it. And we're not trying to perform it. Right? Okay, anyone want to jump in with another comment? Yeah. Marcy said it comes out of abiding, just for the audio for people who are listening. Anyone else? I spent most of my life trying to get to gifts, not realizing that the gifts resided in me. Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, let's head over to 1 Corinthians. And let's see if we have healing on here, faith, right? We have miracles, prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues, wisdom, knowledge, and discernment. So how many of you have looked at this list a lot of your life and thought, okay, where am I in this list? Or have kind of always known where you are? Anyone? Do you have any comment? Everything's looked at, right? And depending on which assessment you take, they'll even knock off half of these and go, you know, these don't even exist anymore. I don't believe that's true. I believe that who God made us to be in partnership with the Holy Spirit doesn't change with seasons of the earth and of the church, but that's our perspective. And so I know that I grew up in a church where many of these gifts were knocked off of here, and it wasn't until I was in my mid-20s that I actually took an assessment and these gifts were put back on, and I started to go, aha, like, oh, this is who I really am. And so it was really encouraging to me. In 1 Corinthians, what he's prefacing here, let me run over to it. He's talking about, hang on, let me pull it up here. I had it in my phone, but my phone is showing no internet access, so I actually had it hallmarked and bookmarked so I could do this really quick. But it's not working for me. So, whatever. 12 steps, okay. So it begins, and now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. So that's pretty clear, right? To each, a partnership with the Holy Spirit is given for the common good. This is a manifesting partnership. So while this is more about your identity and who you were made to be before the foundations of the world, this whole list here is about a partnership in the moment with the Holy Spirit. Isn't that so helpful? So you may partner with the Holy Spirit in a word of wisdom. You may partner with the Holy Spirit in a word of knowledge. You may partner with the Holy Spirit in a gift or in an action of faith or in healing or in miracles. This is an in-the-moment manifesting partnership with the Holy Spirit. Are any of these held back from us? No. But how many of us think that because we've never experienced them, we're not supposed to? We take what is descriptive and make it prescriptive. And so this whole list is about a partnership in the moment for the common good. And I started to realize just recently, the Lord's been showing me, because I've been people have been showing up here and they've been kind of operating in some of their giftings that they haven't operated with in other communities. And I was kind of like, I wasn't sure what I thought about that. I was like, Lord, what's that all about? And I felt like he said, congratulations, you guys are hosting a safe place. You're hosting a safe place where people can start to explore their partnerships with the Holy Spirit that they didn't have a space where they could explore it before, because it wasn't a safe environment and a place where it would be beneficial to the common good. How many of us have not been in an environment that is conducive to these partnerships with the Holy Spirit? How many of us have spent most of our life growing up in an environment that is not nurturing to an active, alive partnership with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis? And so it's not because we're powerless. It's because the church has not done its job in partnering with people so that they can explore all of their partnerships with the Holy Spirit. Isn't that good news? Here's my question. What's possible? What's possible? What's possible in our city? What does God want to do in our city and in our state with a small group of people who are willing to say yes to every possible partnership? I'm sorry, I got chills all over. What's possible? Isn't it exciting and exhilarating when this happens? I mean, like, I'm sorry to point you out, but right? You guys had just a recent experience in a restaurant, right? The gag nuns, you mind sharing just a moment of that? Because that was like a cool new thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, would you share us with that with us? Because I was new.
Yes. So we, over the last year since we've been meeting with this group, have explored in our church about giving prophetic words to each other and never publicly though. So about a month ago, maybe less, we went to dinner after church, and the server, we recognized we had her serve us before, and but it was one of those Holy Spirit stirrings, and she recognized us, which is really weird. So we were sitting there, and I said to the kids, hey, want to do something fun? Let's see if the Lord has a word for our server. And so I said, let's see if, you know, let us know her birthday. And so both Elijah and Taylor, my daughter's not here, got birth dates, or dates, and both of them were different, and so they were very nervous to say something to our server, what if it's wrong? And I just said, it's okay, we're wrong. And so she comes up to the table and I said, can we ask you a quick question? I said, we are practicing hearing from the Lord, and so our family was just wondering, and so Taylor said, does June 27th mean anything to you? And she goes, well, that's my grandma's birthday. And then Eli just said, what about August 16th? And she goes, that's my brother's birthday. And then Dan said, is there an Allie Allison in your life? And she goes, are you kidding me right now? Like, what is going on? And she goes, Allison is the lady that I just asked to be my spiritual mentor. And Dan said, yeah, that makes sense. You know, the Lord has put her in your life as a good relationship. And so then I just said, you know, all of this is to say that the Lord loves you. He loves your family. He loves the people that are involved in your life. He knows you. And so, you know, he's just really excited to be on this journey with you. And she was just looking at us like, am I on reality TV right now? And, where's Astrid Kutcher? So she walked away, and as she walked away, she was like, oh my word, you will never believe what just happened to me. And so she came back up to the table and kind of started sharing a little bit about, you know, she has been wanting, you know, to like do a Bible study or get a group together. She wants to further her relationship with the Lord, but she hasn't felt really comfortable to do so before and didn't really know what to do. And so then I shared with her just that, you know, God wants her to enjoy the freedom that he's given her in walking the journey. It's not about making the right decisions or the wrong decisions and, you know, getting the right people together, choosing the right book to do a Bible study on. It's a journey, and he just really wants you to enjoy the journey as much as he is enjoying the journey with you. And she's like, I can't believe this. You know, I didn't even want to come to work today. I was so tired. And so it was just really, really need for us to step out, take a risk, and do that very publicly where we could have been totally wrong. But and it's okay if we're wrong. You know, I shared that with the children. But it was really sweet how the Lord just confirmed, you know, I'm doing this with you. And it's exciting and fun. And so we left and we're like, we have to do this more often. So, so very fun.
It is really fun. I can't even imagine having been a kid and going on adventures like that with my parents. It would have been really a lot of fun to just see what can happen. I think that I grew up in an environment like many of us did, who thought that all of the gifts of the Spirit and our partnerships with the Spirit were really a so that, dot, dot, dot. There was an end game accomplishment. And I'm just going to have to say that I think that the so that is relationship. God just loves living life with us, and he loves showing us and proving up to us who he really is. And I think the so that isn't this great agenda or claim. It is so that we can live life with him, fully knowing who we are. And as we do that, all of the evil in the earth is overcome by good. He says, and you will overcome evil with good. So, Ephesians, and we're going to wrap it up here and put a pin in it for next week, is I love what is prefacing in Ephesians. He's talking about Christ, who has ascended on high, has led captives in his train and gives gifts to men. And he that has ascended, what does that mean? Is that he also descended lower to earthly regions. And he descended as the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens. He's talking about Christ's identity within the realms and our identity within the realms. And it is he who gave some to be. So it is him who moves amongst the realms that gave some to be. So he's talking about the order of things and the way that that realms, the rule and reign of the kingdom of heaven is released. And so he's talking about he gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors, some to be teachers, to prepare people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining the full measure of the fullness of Christ. And so there are specific roles that God invites us into to be So this is who we are to be in the body of Christ. And so I almost consider this to be we are given as. So it's a specific role that we are given as for a specific place, for a specific time, for a specific group of people. This may be, but it's operating within the partnership of other people within these roles. And so we have been given everything in our identity. And then we are given a partnership with the Holy Spirit. Doesn't that just make so much more sense? Like, because you're trying to figure out, like, how does, teacher, okay, there's the gift of teaching, but, like, they all kind of got all jumbled up and confused. And I feel like this just kind of, like, lays the ley line so much straighter, which is that we are born with an identity in God. We get to have a partnership with the Holy Spirit in the moment. And then we also get to be invited into a role in a partnership in a community as that season opens up or closes. How cool. So what do you think? Let's take a couple moments and see what you think. Thoughts, comments? Right? Here, would you grab the mic for her?
Yeah.
Say that again, Jules.
I like this much better. Well, because you know, you always are kind of, well, is it just one? But like you were explaining at the beginning of having Daddy God being part of who we are in giving these gifts, he's more excited about showing you how they work, mm-hmm. and then he wants to be there the whole time while you're unwrapping all the gifts. I don't know, that's exciting to me.
It is exciting. It
you
also
know how exciting it is when you're having somebody open a gift that you're really, really excited about them receiving, and you just like, you want to open the present with them, and you get all jazzed up, and then they open it, and it's like, okay, this is cool, but how does it work? And he's like, okay, this is how it goes. And Dad's like, okay, let's put this together. And I get really excited about that whole thing.
Yeah. Anyone else? Yeah.
I was thinking about something I thought about several years ago concerning the gifts of the Spirit. I always kind of felt like, why do we limit ourselves to thinking, well, I have this gift, I have this gift. And
yep. Right?
I thought, I don't think it has to work that way. And I kind of envisioned it almost like as God giving us a tool belt where we had all the tools. And it's just in the time and the moment that we're in when he might want us to use one of those tools. Of course, coming out of the relationship with the Holy Spirit and being directed. So, and I think if our mindset is, I only have this gift and I have that gift, or she has that gift and that gift, then we close ourselves to that opportunity that might be brought forward when the Holy Spirit wants to move in a particular way through us.
Yes.
So that's what was coming to my mind. And the other thing is that all of these things on the board are who Christ is. And Christ is in us, right?
Yes.
And he's in us in fullness. We are in process of experiencing more and more of that fullness.
Yes. I couldn't agree more. You know, the only thing missing in this column and in this column is the opportunity and the yes. I believe we are meant to be all of these things. He's describing, here are all of the things that you can partner with in the Holy Spirit. And just because you haven't experienced it yet doesn't mean that it's not on the agenda. I mean, I have a very dear friend, in fact, my sister's mother-in-law, so kind of like my extended mother-in-law, she lived her whole life not, you know, being a in work and not really seeing herself as a very creative person. But when she retired at 60-some years old, she decided she was going to take a class, an art class. And so she took her very first art class, and while she was involved in the art class, the guy came up and said, "So how long have you been an artist?" And she goes, "That's funny, you know, this is my first art class." He goes, "No, it's not." And she goes, "Well, yeah, it really is." And he goes, "Okay, so I just need to tell you, you are better than I am. And you have a real gift and a talent." And within less than 6 months, she was doing work for the Firemen's Association Memorial and having an art show. And I mean, she discovered something she had never knew, that she was brilliant at and that she's an artist. And I'm going, I can't wait to find out all the things I'm super great at when I'm 60. Right? I mean, like, I can't wait to discover the talents that I never knew that I had. I can't wait for all of us to discover how fun it is to partner with the Holy Spirit in the right moment at the right time. And you know, this isn't a gift that we are given. This is a gift that is awakened. It's us. We're unwrapping us. It's us with the Holy Spirit, that partnership. Isn't that so exciting? And isn't it so exciting to think about what's possible in a community of people who will all look at each other and see each other the way God sees us? Because it is so much easier. Why is it easier for us to see other people better than it is to see ourselves? Why? Does anyone know why that is? Because I think I know why it is. Go ahead, Eli.
We see our flaws and we don't see theirs.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a history of agreement with negativity about ourselves. And that's why it's harder to sleep. But other people don't have that same history, and they haven't been wounded by our same choices. So they are free to see us more easily the way God sees us. And guess what? In the light of their agreement with God, guess whose agreement wins? Their agreement with God wins over my history. And my agreement with God wins over my history. Who he says that I am and proves that I am in these experiences wins over every other hurt and lack that I've ever experienced in my life. Yay. So we are going to take our time now, which people are free to go, although, people are free to go. But we're going to step into our next place, which is a chance to practice hearing the Lord. And so kids usually participate, and adults participate, and we are going to use the pictures this time. And so what we're going to do is take a short time to have two people who want to volunteer who say, you know what, I am willing to let other people practice hearing the Lord on my behalf, and I might be blessed in the meantime. And practice is just practice. It's like, you know, when you went out to play, I played lacrosse. When I went out to play lacrosse, I was not so great the very first time. I had no idea what I was doing. And so I practiced. And the more I practiced, the more I got the feel of it. And so this is one of the fun things that we do in our community, is we practice hearing God for other people so that we become utterly convinced that we're geniuses at hearing God. What? Yeah, I did. I know, I love it and I miss it. I really want it back in my life. I've been praying about wanting to play that again. Okay, so would two people volunteer who would like to hear an encouraging word from the Lord? You're it. Come on. Everybody else, if we're low on cards, I'm going to ask you all to get out cards from the bucket, and you're going to listen and practice hearing what the Lord has to say. And you do not have to share it out loud in front of everyone, but you're welcome to share it out loud in front of everyone. And then,
should we let them pick their own cards this time?
Sure. So if you two would take a quick second and run back to the table and grab a card.
Whichever
one you want. There's a few on the table too. So if you saw one in front of you, and does anybody need any more cards to write on? Picture cards. Sorry, you two are picking picture cards. You are picking these. Really. All right. Everybody have cards? So we're going to start with treasure. And we'll carry your card around.
This is the picture that treasure picked. Father, we just love who you made treasure be. I'm sorry, I just heard the Lord go, I love who I made her to be too. And we just love to get to be a part of your ongoing, unending, never stopping run-on sentence that you have about how much you love her. So Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to speak into Treasure's life and a chance to practice hearing you, Lord, and agreeing who you made her to be when you thought of her the very first time in your imagination, and she was born in your imagination, outside of time, this beautiful woman became real. And you loved her so much, you partnered with her in her life. So Lord, we just thank you for who you made her to be. So here's how this works. You just have a chance to, right now, or speak out what it is that you feel like the Lord has to share. And the cool thing about practice is do you have to get the ball in the goal? No. You get to practice. So Treasure has the ability to hear from the Lord as to whether or not a word is right for her. And we get the chance to practice listening to the Lord. So yay! And we all get to just give it a go. So, is anyone ready?
I see two things came to mind. It's a permanent cutout, like in that picture. It's permanent. Her heart is permanent. And then as I got here looking at it, it looks like it's being filled up. And it's like half full with yellow or white or gold. It's being filled up. And God is filling your heart up with whatever it is that you need, all the things that you need, and all the comfort and joy and love, and it's permanent. That's what I mean.
Treasure, can I look at the picture of the book? So, there, he said, you're focused on this dot right there in your life, and you see a little flaw in the corner of the picture, and he's asking you to pull back in your life and see what he sees, and he thinks it's so cool, and so, and the other word I got was that it looks like something's missing out of there, and it's what he's putting it's what he's filling your heart with right now that he's focusing on, but it's not lacking anything at all. It's completely full, even though it might
seem like it's missing something, it's completely full of him. But that flop in the corner is what I kept hearing him talk about.
Thank you so much. Well, I only picked the picture because it's the only one that spoke to me. So
it's the only one that spoke to me.
Yeah, it's the only one that spoke to me. So and that's usually how I pick things. So it all made sense, and of course, always does in this kind of a setting, right? I told Lori as we were coming over, I said, "I'm just feeling awful today." I said, "I feel awful. Like I just feel crappy, you know?" And I dragged myself to church service this morning, you know, because I'm going, because I need it. And honestly, I kind of dragged myself here. I almost called you and canceled. I was like laying in bed, and I'm like, I just don't want to go anywhere today. And then as soon as the music started, I just felt like a cracking open. My head started pounding. I mean, it's finally gone. It didn't last very long, but my head was just pounding. And I just felt like, and just the story of like how we met. Everything that I've been asking for coming. So I think it's, you know, it's not, I don't feel sad at all. I feel like I'm opening up, but there's, it's funny, I said to you, I go, I feel like he's right here, but I've got a 10-foot wall I keep putting up. Anyway, I apologize. Thank you. I don't either. You're right.
Just so I can share with you all, many of you knew, but Treasure and I met on Black Mountain, and you know, all of you know that we haven't had signs here, so the public hasn't really even known that we're meeting here, and that's been one of the journeys that God's had in us, is keeping us small in this season and keeping us private. And so we're like, how in the world is anyone going to know, you know, that we even exist, especially when we have people who drive from Camp Verde and people who come from Arcadia, you know, who drive so far, you know, then how is it that, you know? And so we've had that question about how God's going to do this. And I feel like you sitting here today is such a miracle to me. It is the Lord going, You. I don't know what the future holds, but what I do know is that today was a day that the Lord set in place. And He is drawing each one of us into His purposes, and He's drawing each one of us into the community who will stand for who He made us to be. He is drawing us into the atmosphere and the place where we can finally breathe and we can run. And so that He's supernaturally put us on the mountain, smacked us right into each other, where I'm talking about the good news of the gospel, and she says, well, what's the good news of the gospel? And I said, my perspective of the good news of the gospel is intimacy with God and living in His goodness. And she goes, that's right, just like that, that's right, right in my face. And then I was so shocked, I didn't even ask who she was. I was so stunned.
We were going in opposite directions.
She went up and I went down, and then I went, was that an angel? Like, who says that's right to that? Who does that? And then I was like, I didn't know who that was, and that person clearly needs to be in my life if they're even a real person. And then many of you know that she messaged, Treasure messaged me on Facebook and goes, were you on Black Mountain? And I'm like, it's you, and you're real, and you're not an angel, which I was actually slightly disappointed and slightly super excited about, both at the same time, because I kind of really thought it was an angel. I thought it was like an angel, and then it was like, oh, you're a real person. I'm kind of jazzed and also disappointed. But anyway, and so, we're just so honored. That each of us have miraculously come into this space. Each of us have a story of a miracle of how it is that we even are here, and how we could even overcome the obstacles to say yes to being in a space like this. And so anyway, we just celebrate that with you. We celebrate that you are a wall breaker. We celebrate that you break down barriers. We celebrate that you remove obstacles. We celebrate that you are a person who makes easy access to every good thing of God.
Yay! Your remote assistant is on your back. I'm kind of digging that. I'm like, that's prophetic. Lord, I want to hear your story. Seriously, yeah. Lord, we thank you for who you made Jared to be. We thank you that you adore this man. We just agree with who you made him to be. And the words that you want to share with him today, we just thank you for the opportunity to get to partner with you in that. And let's sing in the Lord. I hope everybody has something. And so we say yes to your plans for Jared today.
So I just focused on the paintbrushes and noticed that there's still paint on it. And I know there's a song that tells you to show your true colors. And I was thinking about the colors are your personality, so show who you are.
How
very little there was paint on the brushes. So I thought to myself, oh, I don't know what that means. And I guess I heard that God has finished your story. He's just waiting for you to live it. So he's cleaned off his brushes, and he's just waiting for you to live the life that he's made for you.
So hard on my segments, though. I've invested a lot of time. There's a few good, lots of good stuff that was said. I did venture out and start my first company almost a year ago now. So I'm in a lot of adventuring right now. I'm hoping one of these paintbrushes is a chief technology officer that I can cover. But I am very much outside of that comfort zone, and Lindsay gets to talk me off the ledge all the time, which is great. The thing about like the playfulness and stuff, there's our fourth isn't here today. He's at his grandma's house, but we I think it's not news. We're in the process of trying to adopt a 7-year-old boy, and there's a lot of hard stuff that comes with that, and there's a lot of identity stuff about being a dad. That process. But one of them is, if you ask me, my kids, I'm pretty playful. What do I want to be? I think I knocked Augie's tooth out with a pillow the other day. Yeah. It was loose already. But there's a lot going on with that that I'm still exploring. So, anyway, good.
I know people were writing that didn't always share everything, so you are welcome to head back. And what I'd like to do is we have reserved time to have a little bit of food and a little bit of fellowship, and then also to have more of a chance for people to practice. So if you didn't get a word and didn't come up, but you still really want to get a word from somebody, I would really encourage you to go and grab a card and ask someone to give you just an encouraging word or a prayer or a healing prayer. So if you are willing to give a prophetic word or an encouraging word or a healing prayer, would you raise your hand so everyone knows who they can go to? Dan, you're not listening, but you should raise your hand. And Jared, Dan, raise your hand. He's willing to practice always prophetic words. And also Chrissy, okay. So that's okay. So anyone who wants, just please go to someone and say, hey, would you practice with me? That's like one of the best things ever. I remember Christy saying to me one time that somebody came to her and said, would you give me a word? And she was like, okay. And then she's like, aren't you gonna like go up front and get the other people's? And they're like, no, that was good. That was all I needed. She's like, oh, so that's how we grow in our encouragement of knowing that we get to partner with the Lord in all of these things at any moment of every day. So as we close out, I'd like you to grab one more index card and ask the Lord before you leave, what partnership would he like to explore with you, or would you like to explore with him this week? What part would you want to explore a word of wisdom that you've never done before? Would you like to explore a word of knowledge that you've never done before? Would you like to explore an act of faith that you've never done before? Would you like to explore healing with the Lord? Would you like to explore a miracle? Would you like to see a miracle this week? Would you like to have a prophecy, which is just simply what is God doing? Would you like to experience tongues or an interpretation? I have never done interpretation tongues, by the way. I would so totally love to do that. I've never done that. So write down on your card, hey, Lord, would you like to do this with me this week? And would you like to open up an opportunity for me to experience a partnership with your Holy Spirit? And then I'd love for us to come back next week and share a couple of the stories. So, like, this is for real. You're welcome to come back, even if you go, hey, we didn't have our event, but, so come back, but be serious. Like, let's go, hey, Lord, prove something to me, beautiful, because he loves to prove how much he loves to partner with us. And we do have, Greg went to go, I think, help out in the kitchen, because we have snacks. And you're welcome to hang out and visit and enjoy each other's company, because really, truly, these are some of the most amazing people I know on the entire planet, or in this room, and a part of this community. which is just really cool and honoring. We do have offering. That word that we never mean it. Forget to. We have offering in the back for anyone who wants to participate in that. And let me close you out in prayer. Father, we just thank you so much for your delight regarding us and how you continually, every single day, want to awaken us even more to who you made us to be and how in love with us that you actually are. And the plans that you have to partner with us to be goodness and salt and light in the earth. And so may you go out today and be the best news in every room that you walk into. May you be the wisdom of God in every handshake and hug. May you be the kindness and the love of God in every smile and in every eye that you see. May you be, and have fun with the Holy Spirit's partnership with you this week. Amen.